Hi, you're listening to another sermon from Deep Creek Anglican Church.
I'll be right back in the office. Actually, to be honest, now that I'm here, I'm imagining what would it look like if the ceiling was covered in glitter? Like, that would be great, and it wouldn't cause an issue for anybody. Wow, this is great. Okay, all right. Whoa, okay. Sorry, I'm going to have to call you back. There's like a whole bunch of people looking at me. Okay, all right, I'll see you in the office soon, mate. See ya, bye. Hi. Sorry, I didn't realize that I would be coming. I just assumed that, you know, weekends everyone's not at work, but here we are, look at this. Wow. Anyway, my name's Ben, and I used to be an architect before I was a minister here. Wow, so many people here. Okay, well, look, I've got a job to do here, but maybe you guys could help me out. So, lots of people think that all that architects do is design big, crazy things that the builders and engineers have no idea how to build. That is true, but before we get to that point, we have to do something that's really, really important, and that is measuring. You see, there's no point in designing something cool and crazy if it's not actually going to fit where you want it to go, right? So, I have a couple of tools that help me along the way. Now, if it's something that's nice and little, actually, this is something that Emily gave me. It's a very useful thing. It's even got a hammer in it, and it's got a screwdriver in it. But really importantly, it's got a tape measure in it. Now, this one only goes for a meter, so it's not particularly helpful for measuring really big things. But I thought, I've actually got a question. I've never been sure whether this side of the stage here is longer than that side of the stage. And so I thought, well, why don't we give it a try? So I've got some other little gizmos here with me. I've got two tape measures. So can I have four people who don't mind the possibility of slightly getting some whiplash in their eye to come up and help me? Because I would like to know, and I'm sure we'd all like to know, is this part here longer than that part? So if you want to help me out, put up your hand. I think Lucian wants to. Archie, you want to come up? All right, David. Oh, who have we got? Is that Hannah at the end? Yeah, come up. All right, now, has anyone ever used one of these things before?
Yep.
Okay, maybe, okay. Well, basically, these are used to measure things. This one goes for 5 meters, this one goes for 3 meters. I reckon we should be all right. It's like a slap band, but don't slap it around your wrist. It could be painful. So, I mean, maybe you guys could be a team. I want one person to hang onto this really hard, and then basically put that right up against the edge here. And then, Lucian, you want to have a look, hold that part, and hold it. Don't make sure you don't let go of that, David. And then basically all the way up to where these steps stop. And if you guys want to do the same with this one, who would like to hold each end? Would you like to hold that one? So, Hannah, you want to come over here. And let's go to this corner here, all the way up to where the steps stop. Okay, let's not cheat. Let's go this way. All right. So if we're holding it there, and now if you're holding the kind of the windy, spindly bit, you've got an important job to do because you need to tell me what the measurement is. So Lucian, what have we got?
117.
No. Let's go in metric here. We're not in. So if you look at the bottom one, see how there's like 200 and something? Yep. So this is like 270, 200, 298 meters. That's huge. Oh, centimeters. That's a bit better. So 298, what are we looking at here? 297. Wow. In case you were wondering, they are both basically exactly the same length along the front. So this is all perfectly in the middle. Hannah, do you want to slowly walk towards Archie? And do you guys want to slowly walk together? Now, can you guys use this tape measure to measure how high the ceiling is for me? Now, for sometimes, if you can't reach a space, we can use this thing, which is like a wireless measuring laser pointy thingamabob. Okay? So, what you do is, basically, you sit it on here, and then who wants to push the red button for me?
Me.
Yep, and just push the red button. And what it does is it fires up some sonar beams and it bounces back, it measures how long it goes. So at that point, the ceiling is 5.82 meters high. So there you go. But let's give our helpers a hand. Thank you so much for your help there. Now, like I said, now measuring is a really important part of what we do. Before we start designing things, it's always really important that we measure it before we start. Now, sometimes a project or a site or a building is really, really big. There's so much measuring to do. And so, rather than us doing all the measuring ourselves, we get on the phone and we call up someone called a land surveyor. Now, I don't know if you've heard of a land surveyor before, but this is what they look like. If we can quickly swing it back into ProPresenter, that'd be great. This is what they look like. You've probably seen them around, maybe on the footpath and bits and pieces. They have a funny-looking camera thing, and basically they move it around and they can put together a whole bunch of information about where every single thing is, and not only where everything is on the ground, but also how high everything is too. And so then when it comes to the architects like me, that's really important because we're like, oh, we can fit in this thing here, and it's all going to match all really nicely. Now, I want to tell you about one project that I got to do when I was working as an architect. Now, a local council down in Trafalgar, which is down in country Victoria, down the south there a bit, they wanted a concrete wall to be built around the back of a skate park. Now, they were expecting just a nice, normal, boring kind of wall, but we thought, well, look, we're looking for some work, so why don't we put up our hand and say, yes, we'll do it. Anyway, and so it was a pretty big space, and we didn't want to go and measure everything ourselves, so we got a land surveyor to do it. Now, I'm not sure how they would have actually done it, because there were all these cool skateboard kids and stuff all going around the skate park. And so I asked AI to tell me, give me an image, what it might look like for a land surveyor to be measuring in a skate park. And this is what I got. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what it would have been like. So, there you go. Look, I think the longer you look at the image, the weirder it gets. I mean, isn't that the truth when it comes to AI? But anyway, what they were able to do is they were able to make all these measurements, and then we take this information, and then we turn it into something like this. So this is, I've dragged up some old CAD files, and so this is the site here, and you can see that area in the middle where there's no wall. We had to put a wall back behind that. So you could see, I modeled and got to pick, all the measurements and things, and then we thought, well, what's something cool that we can put there? And this is what we put there. Boom, look at that. Crazy orange wall and sort of cut out blocks and things, all nicely matching in with the surrounding measurements. So that's what we thought. And the coolest thing about this is we actually got it built. So if you go down to Trafalgar and you look at the skate park, this is what you'll find. So that's pretty cool, and so there was some artists who did a nice big mural, and then you keep on walking around, and look at that, it's bright, coloured on the outside, isn't that cool? Stands out a lot, but we really enjoy it. Now, while that part was fun, when they actually got to building the project, it was a bit tricky. And the reason why is when we had designed it and we'd sort of drawn up all the stuff, we were pretty sure that we knew how wide, how long, how high everything was, but we didn't do enough looking at how deep everything was. And so when they got there and they started digging down deeper, and they discovered all sorts of things like really big rocks, a whole bunch of concrete that someone had just buried there, some piping that we didn't know was there. I mean, sorry, we did our due diligence, okay? Okay, so we didn't just be like, oh, it'll be fine. But, there was more stuff down there than we realized, okay? I'm really happy that the project got built, but there was a lot of extra stuff because we didn't... We actually came to learn that there was more to learn than we thought. And so from this project, I came to learn that it's really important to kind of measure up everything to know exactly what's going on. But then even if we think we know everything there is to know about something, there is always more that we can discover. And particularly as we get deeper and deeper into it, we can discover it's actually bigger or there's just more to it than we thought. And actually that reminds us of what we've actually been doing in our passage today. Because Paul has this prayer for the Ephesians, and I reckon this is a great prayer for us as well. And he says, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the Lord's holy people," that's us, yeah, to grasp how wide and long, how high and deep is the love of Christ. You see, it's a wonderful prayer because it's saying that, like, we are so loved in God. That's what we do. Like, we sing songs about God's love every week here, and we're learning about it because God loved us so much that he sent his only son into the world so that we could be part of God's family and that we could live forever with him. And I love that this is here because it's like saying, like, there's so much love to explore and learn about, and so I want you to make it your mission, your job, to just keep on exploring more and more of it and measure and go, wow, how amazing is that? And actually, before we move on, because it's funny, because we're talking about measuring stuff, but we're also talking about measuring love. Like, love's sort of not like an object, like a skate park or like a stage. So I would love some ideas. Maybe if you've got, what might be one way that we could measure how big God's love is? I've got a couple of ideas, but I'd love to hear from you. Any ideas? Feel free just to yell it out, and then I'll repeat it so that people can hear. How might we actually measure? Zethan's doing some kind of basketball shooting moves. No? Any ideas? Yeah, so we could count how many people love Jesus, how many people love Christ. That is a great way of measuring that. That's awesome. Any other thoughts? Yeah, we could look at what he's done. Yeah, so you know what? We might look at, like, printed out floor plans and stuff to try and work out what's going on. And actually, Jesus has given us like a blueprint of his love, which is the Bible. And so we can read this, and we can look at all the stories of what he's done, all the people whose lives he's changed in there. That's a great way. And I reckon another great way is that we can actually learn and listen to one another. You see, God, like Bob said, we could count how many people love Jesus. There's so many people here who love Jesus, and each of us have a different experience, a different story of how we know God's love. And so if we put them all together, we'll be like, whoa, that is so much love. So much love. And you know the cool thing is that there's like no limit to how much love we can keep on learning and growing. You know how I was telling you about our skate park thing, and we thought we knew everything there was to know, but then we started digging deeper once we actually got there, and we discovered that there was more than we thought. Well, that's exactly what Paul says here. If we can just head to the next slide, that'd be great, Jackie. So the second half of this prayer says, so you're going to grasping all these things, you're going to measuring it all up, but then know this love that surpasses knowledge. Like, that kind of messes with my head a bit, because it's like, I want you to know this thing that is going to blow your mind, and the more you dig deeper into God's love, the more you're going to realize that there is so much more and more and more. And you know what? This is something that I look forward to about heaven. I reckon heaven is going to be us learning more and more and more about how much God loves us. And we've got so much time, and we're going to do it all together. It's going to be so awesome. Anyway, so I want to encourage you guys with that. Keep on measuring, keep on talking to each other, keep on experiencing God's love, because there is so much that we can all explore. All right, I better call back my architect friend, tell him I'm on my way home. Hey, mate. Yeah. No, I got a bit held up there, but I think it was an important thing that I had to do there. All right. I'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.